Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. A second, please. Okay, sorry about that. Thank you for joining us for this October 8th special meeting. It is 6 o'clock and we'll go ahead and get started. Madam Clerk, can we get a roll call, please?
Vice Mayor Anderson-Amden?
Here.
Councilmember Lewis?
Here.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Mayor Kennemore?
Here.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Here.
Okay. Seats A and E are currently vacant. All members are present and a quorum exists.
Thank you. Next, Councilmember Buckeye is going to read our city vision statement, which is projected on the screen now.
We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources, with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that ensures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and a caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions.
Thank you. Next is the mayor's request for agenda changes, and I do have a request. I would like to move an item under new business, which is an affidavit and declaration to contest the election from a pursuant to the City of Gustavus Ordinance 5.60. I would like to do this by unanimous consent. Are there any objections from the council to moving that item to business? Okay, seeing no objection from the council, we'll go ahead and move that item. So we are going to review this affidavit, and this was received concerning the ballot casting and voting that took place on Tuesday at the Gustavus Community Center. The council will follow Chapter 5.6.010 of the City Code, which has been distributed to each council member as well as the affidavit. Please refrain from using any personnel comments, making any personnel comments. And I will go ahead and provide a summary of the main points of the affidavit, followed by council questions and discussion. We will conclude with a vote on whether the charges alleged by the contestant are upheld. No recount is necessary, as the recount is not demanded by the contestant. The first point that I'd like to talk about is mask policy. It is true that we have nothing written that is enforcing mask wearing. However, following established procedures as approved by the council for City Hall and other city departments for the safety and staff of the public and the public, we did require masks to be worn during voting at the community center. It is also the Gustavus Community Center's policy that unvaccinated people wear masks while they are inside the facility. In review of the affidavit today, I spoke with the clerk and asked for clarity on the following points. The contestant and three other voters were not allowed to enter the primary voting area without a mask. This is a true statement. However, accommodations were made to allow voting in the foyer, adequately spaced, and were supervised by the clerk. There were one or two tables spaced apart in the foyer. The voting area can include the foyer, parking lot and each to accommodate people that are not able or willing to enter the primary voting area. This practice is consistent with previous elections and also placed during this election. One example is a member of the public was unable to leave their vehicle, and so the clerk brought out a ballot for that person in their vehicle in the parking lot. The second point that I'd like to speak on, there were, according to the contestant, three complaints. This is something that came into City Hall and into our emails. Three complaints were received about wearing masks and the behavior of the clerk. Those emails were distributed amongst the council. And the next point is dealing with a voter that was wearing a Trump hat and refused to remove it to vote. Then this person left the facility. However, the person was contacted and was able to vote later. The clerk recognizes that this may not have been the most appropriate thing to do, to ask the voter to remove their hat or other attire that is not specific to the ballot, and this was remedied. The ballots were legal as they were in the presence of a poll worker, and at no time was the ballot box left without supervision. In summary, it is clear that the poll workers should have anticipated the possibility of those that would or could not wear a mask and make specific space for casting their vote. However, no person was denied the ability to vote and no ballots were left unattended. At this point, I would like to ask the council if there are any questions concerning any of these points, and the clerk is here to provide further detail if requested. After discussion, possible actions from the council are as follows. We can order an investigation or a recount of the ballots. We can declare the election invalid and order a new election. Or we can declare that the affidavit of election contest without merit and certify the results of the election. So at this point, I will go ahead and open it up to the council for discussion and deliberation.
I just have a couple of questions.
So this is Councilmember Lewis speaking.
So did we, I can't remember, did we advertise that masks would be required or recommended to vote? Does anyone know? Is that in any of the emails the city sent out?
I don't know. Karen, can you speak to that any further?
We have signs that the state provided us
at the polling location.
At the polling location, but otherwise no.
Okay. And so in the state, I looked at the state website and they strongly recommended masks at all polling locations throughout the state. And it sounds like, just to be clear, if people didn't want to wear masks, we were prepared that they could vote in the foyer with the clerk supervision or outside with the clerk supervision?
Correct.
Okay, and then one other thing that's brought up here is that the room was cleared. Did that ever happen where, I don't know exactly where it is, but he said that the room was, everyone left the room so a person could go vote with no mask.
Mm-hmm. Karen can speak to that.
Did that ever happen?
Yes, that did happen. That was a decision I made based on the safety and comfort of all the people present. The accommodations that we were providing weren't acceptable to those individuals. And so at that point, we did allow the people that were voting to finish voting. And we had the people, if anybody were coming in, we would have them wait in the foyer until that person was done voting.
But the ballots were not unattended during that time.
No, I would have never left the room. I was always in the room.
Okay, you were in the room. The other people, some of the other people, the volunteers.
All the other poll workers, okay. I had them all leave. It was felt like it was my responsibility to make sure that it was a safe environment for everybody.
Okay, thank you.
Joel, you may be next, but I have a question also. So if you want to go ahead.
Okay, Councilmember Buckeye.
I was seeking clarification on the gentleman with the hat, and was he able to vote after the initial interaction regarding the hat?
Yes, he voted.
Okay. And what was the basis for the discussion over the hat?
Go ahead. Can I answer that?
Yes, please.
It's an ordinance that there's no campaigning allowed within 200 feet of the polling place. And so the other election official had asked him to remove the hat because it was interpreted as campaigning for whatever. I wasn't that person that asked for it to be removed. But he was not denied the right to vote. He got upset and left. But the only thing that that election official did was ask him to remove his hat.
Then next clarification is that, was it, from what I understand, that since that hat wasn't referring to any candidate in this election, or so any issue in this election, that it was determined that the removal of the hat was unnecessary or unwarranted?
May I clarify? So the election official did contact the Division of Elections in Juneau, and that person, the region election supervisor, determined that since it wasn't a presidential election, that was in fact okay. And so at that time, I'm not sure exactly how he was contacted, but I think he was contacted through the region election supervisor. And he came back and he was able to cast his vote then.
Okay. So that was an effort to clarify that regulation on the part of the election worker. They clarified it. They realized that it was not a violation and the voting happened. Okay.
Vice Mayor VanderZanden.
I feel like these complaints do have merit, not just from the person writing this, but from a lot of people that were there and people who objected to wearing masks. I feel like the mayor and the city administrator failed to give Karen clear guidance on how to interpret CY-2107 and maybe to plan ahead for what could happen so that you were a little more prepared in dealing with some of this. I thought that was overstepping to clear the room, to clear all the election officials, just because of one or two persons that didn't have a mask. I mean, they're left standing there. They're treated like lepers, basically. And I know you have your reasons. I know that you interpreted this I'm talking to Karen here, because you have strong convictions in this area. But
you need to point of order. You need to address your comments to the mayor, through the mayor.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway. Anyway, I feel like it caused a lot of damage. Just because this whole thing in town is polarized to this way, and I'm not expecting any apologies on either side, because that's the nature of this thing. Nobody's going to bend. But I am looking for some type of a solution to ease the tension. Um, I have considered making a motion at our next meeting to amend CY20. What is it? CY20 is 2107, section 5, that gives the department heads discretion on mask wearing in their departments, making a motion to amend that to delete section 5 so that the wearing of masks, the responsibility of people's health and safety will fall on themselves instead of city officials, city employees. Now, whether that would get very far in council, I have no idea. But to me, if the burden is put on the individual to take care of themselves, I feel like that would go a long way to ease this tension, because we're getting nowhere right now. So.
Madam Mayor, but I think that the comments should be
germane to the affidavit.
Okay.
Thank you.
Carrie White.
That's okay. There's a lot that goes into it. Councilmember Taylor, did you have anything before we do another round?
I think what I wanted to say.
I know.
to go back to, well, the election officials, Madam Mayor, I believe were doing their best to follow both our city's policy, knowing that the city does have a responsibility for assuring or helping to assure the health and safety of the people of the city. I mean, that's a general expectation of a municipality, whether or not it's in our code or not. But so the policy reflected that. It also reflected state policy or state recommendations from the State Department of Health. I happened to look again at their at the report that comes out weekly, came out today from the state, and once again stated their strong recommendation that masks be worn in indoor environments where people were assembled, and for the purpose of reducing the risk of transmission of a deadly disease. And unfortunately, the risk throughout the state today and has been for several weeks is high. It's high for our region. It's high in Juneau, where many of us go. So the risks are significant, and the city's policy was guided by that that expectation or that recommendation from the state. I think we could have planned better for it, and that's a learning point to take from the affidavit. That we could have let people know in advance better that was an expectation and had separate place set up already for it, knowing that there would be some people who would wish to vote that way without a mask. So that's a learning point that we can carry forward that would help us do a better job in the future in planning for our election process. I'm sorry that because we hadn't fully prepared for that, there was confusion, uncertainty on the part of our election officials and the public who were there as to how to proceed. However, everybody was accommodated in their wish to vote. Had they actually not been able to vote, then there might be more merit to support a contest of the election. But since everybody was accommodated who wished to vote and who came to vote, I think that the expectation of accommodation for people who were unable to vote or unwilling to vote in this in the prescribed manner means that the expectations for the public were met and our election process was ultimately not impacted by that. So for that reason, I would not support viewing this as a merited contest of the election.
Thank you. This is Brittany. I don't have a lot to add that hasn't been said. I second a lot of Councilmember Taylor's thoughts, especially that we could have prepared better. And as mayor, I do take responsibility for not seeing that through, and I apologize to our clerk and our poll workers and to the community members that felt that they were not given their dues. And on the flip side of that, I would also like to say that a lot of harassment and bullying and other negative interactions were felt by those that were working the polls by community members. It's hard for me to believe that community members did not expect to be required to wear masks when this has been the policy for over a year that the city has brought forward to the public. It's the community center's policy. And so for that, I have a little less understanding for, I suppose. But I do wish that we would have made better accommodations. That's pretty much all I've got to say about it. So is there any other council discussion? Councilmember Lewis?
Yeah, I agree with a lot that's been said. I think it's very unfortunate and learned a lot. You know, if we have to do another election during the pandemic, we'll know a lot more about how to accommodate people that don't want to wear masks. The tricky thing, you know, is that we are responsible for the safety of the people that vote and the people working the polls. That's our number one duty, and allow access to vote. And you know, this setup is, these sides are pitted against each other. People fighting for the right to not wear a mask, and people fighting for a right to not get sick. And it's interesting that Vice Mayor Van der Zanden brought up leprosy, because leprosy was a real, you know, disease that was very contagious and very terrifying. And you know, it's part of being human. It's part of being a species that lives together, where we have to take precautions when there's contagious diseases. And people are dying right now. Thousands of people are dying every day right now, this disease still. So I think our number one duty is to protect our people. And also, we have to learn how to accommodate people better that don't believe in mask wearing for whatever reason. So that's a solution, a challenge that we can work to as a council. But as far as this contesting the election, what I've seen is that the main, you know, nobody abandoned the polling stations, ballots leaving the polling building is allowed. That's not illegal. And then that leaves the only other charge I see here is intimidation. And it seems like, you know, the intimidation kind of works both ways. And people did get to vote. And so that we can learn from, but I don't see that it invalidates this election. Thanks.
Thank you. Councilmember Buckeye.
Madam Mayor, there's a question. Was the foyer voting area predetermined, or was that something that was kind of introduced on the fly?
I believe it was introduced because an incident occurred, but Karen can speak to it more if that's incorrect.
Our intention was to provide accommodations for people outside in front of the, not the foyer. But that didn't work. The individuals did not want to do that. They wanted to go back to the polling place. And so we kind of just met in the middle in the foyer. And I brought everything out into the foyer.
Thanks for the clarification on that. I don't have any other further questions at this time.
Thank you.
And Mayor, I have a motion then.
Okay.
I move that the council finds that the affidavit and declaration to contest the election presented to us is found to be without merit.
I'll second that. So it has been moved by Councilmember Taylor and seconded by myself, Mayor Cannamore, to declare the affidavit of election contest without merit and certify the results of the election. Yes.
Is there opportunity for discussion on the motion? Or is that?
No.
Okay.
Point of order. I didn't add to certify the election because I think that is a separate motion. Am I correct? After we have counted the votes and we actually have, we can move forward to certify the election, but
I just took it right out of code. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
That is part of the step that we can take in our code.
Will but you?
At this point, it is just to find that the affidavit and declaration is found to be without merit.
Karen, do you want it in writing?
Like that in writing.
Yes.
So, Madam Mayor?
Yes.
I was just taking a minute to write out his mom.
Yes.
For the public.
Yes.
So they know what's happening.
Thank you.
How many people are on?
27. Do you want to restate it and then I'll second it again?
Okay. I move that the council finds the affidavit and declaration to contest election presented is without merit.
Okay, and I still second that. So it has been moved by Councilmember Taylor and seconded by myself, Mayor Cannamore, that the council find the affidavit and... Sorry, I can't read that. What's that word?
Presented.
Sorry, thank you. As presented to contest election is without merit. Okay, now we're ready for the vote.
Councilmember Beckett?
Yes.
Councilmember Van der Zanden?
No.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Motion passes with 4 in favor.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So next on our agenda, we are still in new business. And at this point, the election supervisor, who is our city clerk, will submit to us a number of items. And I don't think I have that. One being the election board's report of preliminary election results. Another being the master voter registration list. The next item is the register of voters. After that, the tally sheets and the election judge oaths and the oath and affidavit envelopes, which contain questioned, spoiled, and absentee ballots, and all regular properly cast ballots. And as you can see, we're now on camera for the first time. Hello. And so Karen will go ahead and present those to us now.
Okay, so I have all of those items here on this table that you mentioned. The first thing that you guys will be reviewing are the tally sheets that were done on election night for the preliminary count. And these tally sheets were done by four people. Two people were collecting tallies as the names were read off, while one person was watching over each of those talliers. And so what your job now is to confirm that these tallies are added up correctly. For each page, there's 10 pages. And when you're done with each page, I want you to initial the top of each page. So after all of these sheets, 10 pages have been reviewed, there should be 5 initials at the top of each page. Okay? I'm gonna go ahead and start this stack here at this side of the table, and you can pass them that way, and it's gonna end up, you know, kind of in a big mess, but we'll sort it out. This stack was done by Don Walker and Jane Button. And this stack I'll start at this side of the table. And this stack was done by Lou Cassiopo and you. I mean, Lou, Jay Capella, thank you. And Kim May.
Okay. So, Karen, just one more time. Verifying and initialing.
You're making sure that each of these tallies add up to this number here and this number here for each person.
And where should we initial?
At the top. So yeah, the top center is a good spot.
You.
So where do we initial it?
At the top, please.
15, yeah.
And we each do?
Yes, I want. And when you're done, there should be 5 initials up there. There's 10 pages. 5 in each stack. Oh.
I
He's coming.
John Buckeye. That's so I need those still. Yeah.
But if you have one, yeah, you can do it.
Thank you.
Just count each one, or can we say that that's 100?
I need to make sure that each of these are 5 before you total that up. Your job is to make sure that we counted those tallies correctly.
This is 100.
100. Yep, 150.
All right, great. So that looks like we did good on that. The next thing on the list is for you to compare the preliminary election the report of preliminary election results. After we did the tallies on election night, we created a preliminary report in duplicate, one copy. They were both signed by all the election workers that were present at the count. One copy returned to City Hall and remained under lock and key until now. And our election official chair, Kim May, took the other copy home, and it was in her possession then until now. And so what your job now is to compare the two, make sure they're accurate and the same, and then we can move on to the next step. And once you do that, I want you to initial the top of each one, just like you did the other one. Then here is the copy from Kim May, our election official chair. Actually, yeah, that needs to go to you first. And there are four pages, I think, to that. Four pages.
You want to turn that one? I'll turn this one. So we just initial on the, each page, or?
You're going to initial the top when you're done, though.
On each page. Right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Each page.
Okay.
Top of each page, both copies.
Yes, please.
Can I step into the back and fill my water bottle, or should I not leave? No? Yes?
No, we have to recess.
Can I go for a little
more? My hero! Thank you, Tom.
Yep.
Thank you. These are in order, so that's good news. Okay. I also have here, which is not on the list of things to present to you, but I thought it should be, just because everything else is. This is a copy of the official ballot receiving list. This is what I bring to the polls on election day. And on this list, I've accounted for the absentee and early in-person ballots, as well as each bundle of ballots after that. And it is confirmed by the election worker there at opening. And I just thought you guys should see that too as part of your things that you're reviewing. You could initial the top also.
What is the 50 changed to 25?
The math was calculated wrong, 351 okay. to 375. Okay, so now all the big stuff after that is checking the affidavits for eligibility, and we're going to start with the question ballots. So you'll have to examine, I have two question ballots, and you'll have to examine the oath and affidavit. And if by majority vote, the oath and affidavit envelope is rejected, we do not open this envelope. Inside of here is the ballot. If it is rejected, if it is accepted, then you would open this envelope, remove the ballot, and it'll go in the ballot box. And I guess before we do that, I just want you also to see that this ballot box is empty right now. In this ballot box. Nothing in the ballot box.
Magic trick. I feel like saw. It.
And so with the question ballots, I'm required to, you know, research them to find out if they're eligible to vote in the city of Gustavus. And I found that these two were not because they had not been registered in Gustavus. They were registered for less than 30 days, the deadline. So unfortunately, these two ballots I found not eligible to be counted in the election. I do have the voter registration here. And you could verify that their names are not in the registration.
Possible to ask a question?
I think so.
There's two question ballots there, and I know I just initialed on this and I can't remember, but I seem to recall there's only one question ballot identified on preliminary.
One was during election day and one was during early voting.
Oh, okay. So one of these is an early voting? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thanks. So the one that I saw was the election day,
yes,
which didn't include the second one, which was early voting. Okay.
These are not supposed to be on here. Is that correct?
Correct.
They are not on.
Yeah, so we're not finding.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
I move that the Election Review Board reject question ballots 1 and 2 that were not eligible to vote in the city of Gustavus.
Second.
Thank you. It has been moved by myself, Mayor Cannamore, and seconded by Councilmember Taylor to reject question ballots numbers 1 and 2 that were not eligible to vote in the city of Gustavus. Okay. Do we need to vote on this, Karen? Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any discussion from the council?
Roll call?
Yes, please.
Councilmember Beckett?
Clarification.
We're voting to reject them.
Reject it, yes.
Councilmember Van der Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes with all in favor. Okay, so moving on. Now we have to do the same with all of the early person and absentee. The absentee by mail are still in their envelopes that I received them in the mail. And so I'm not opening them. Let me just read you real quick. So your job is to open the outer envelopes, remove the oath and affidavit, and do the same thing, review it for eligibility. What I've attached on the outside of these envelopes is, you know, whether you accept it or reject it. You would write the number of the ballot or the letter here. All of these people are in fact registered, so I'm not sure why they would be rejected. But this is just part of the process. And once we're done, a motion will be made to accept them or reject them. There is one here that I received, and I believe this to have two in there. One I think is blank because the person, individual, requested an absentee by mail, but came in and voted in person. So the one by mail was not, is blank. So that would be a spoiled ballot. So I put this one on top so we can deal with that first.
Madam Mayor, Madam Clerk, excuse me, are we expected to check each one of these on the list of registered voters? Is that what you're saying too? Or we accept that you have checked them?
Well, they have been checked by, they have all signed and they have all been checked as registered voters. Your job says here that the Election Review Board will examine each open affidavit envelope. If by the majority vote, the open affidavit envelope is rejected, you do not open. If they're accepted, then we open them all and empty them into the ballot box. So however you decide you want to review it based on those instructions, but I would check the register just to verify.
It
says that it's for the review committee to open the outer envelope and then examine the affidavit. So,
okay. Is this the outer envelope?
That's the outer envelope.
Would it make sense for all of us to be there while you're doing it?
Maybe if we all look over. Maybe one person could look for the person's name and the.
So I kind of wanted to see this also just because I think there's a blank one in here. So those are the instructions that I give them. That's in there. So before you do this, it looks like there's something
in
there.
Ballot. Okay.
That's garbage. Is there one or two there?
This individual is listed.
One. Okay, I can't really tell if it's a blank or not.
No. I didn't see anything.
Because blank, it doesn't get counted when it's...
Well, we'll just put it in there. It's a registered voter. If it's blank, it'll be our spoiled ballot.
So does it go into the ballot box immediately then?
Yeah.
As we do it?
Bring the ballot box over and drop them in?
Let me just think this through, actually, because... I think the best course of action here, since all of us have seen our envelope, but our other election official chair has not seen it, if she could look at the ballot to see if it's empty or not. Well, are you guys okay with that decision?
So, now are you worried that there are two ballots in here instead of one?
Karen, the ballot is blank.
I'm worried that it's not if it's not blank, that you all know who the person individual is. But we need to find out if it's blank or not before it goes in that ballot box so that we can be sure that the individual did not vote twice.
Kim.
So Kim has not seen. You should be over there. Away from us so we can't see you.
This is blank.
Okay, thank you. Crisis averted. Okay. So this is a spoiled ballot. We have one spoiled ballot. Okay. This will not be counted with the rest.
So we reject this.
You don't need to reject it. It's just spoiled. Or, well, yeah, actually you do.
Reject.
Because that would be taken away from the motion. That already has a letter on it.
And this is J.
Clarification, there were two ballots in there?
There was one ballot in there.
One ballot, and that was a blank one.
That was a blank one.
Okay.
So that person had requested an absentee by mail. That ended up being here in town and then voted in person.
Okay.
So I say reject, circle reject.
Mm-hmm.
And is there something that goes here?
J.
Okay. So because it was blank.
Because it was blank.
In our next motion, we'll approve the others except for that
one. Except for that one.
Except for JJ.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can put that back on and hang on to that because that's going to be your motion. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. So that was the hard one. The rest of them are easy. And I think it'll go a lot faster if all you guys are kind of watching. That'd be great.
So this is as far as I go. This is the affidavit for.
So yeah, then you make sure that they're a registered voter. They've got a witness.
Okay.
They have all their information there. It was witnessed. We need to make sure that they're a registered voter.
The person is a registered voter.
Okay. Accept.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Then I don't need to pick a reason, right?
And I think it would be efficient if, you guys just did this in a little production line. It could go, so this envelope could be open now, and the ballot could be put in that ballot box. So I can watch Joe do that. That'd be great.
Do we need to save the manila
envelope?
No,
I put letters on them.
Okay, that person is a receiver.
Leave it
in the privacy,
please, for now. Just put the whole thing in. Do we need to keep the manila envelope?
Yeah, I will keep the manila envelope.
Okay.
So Joe, I have a retention schedule on these, so I need to keep them. Maybe if we keep it there when you're done with them.
Help if I don't connect to those.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's try as long as we don't mix them.
Is a
I think this would be helpful.
I got 11 in here. Somebody might get hurt.
Thanks, Tom.
That matches with this.
Yes.
Yep, that person is which group voter. That person is a registered.
John, you think you're at the end, but.
At the end of the title. So things would get easier for Tanya.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, very kind of you. Oh, yeah, that person is a registered
voter. Oh, no, not that alphabetic order. Sorry. They're all letters, though, so that we know. Oh. Yeah, they're all letters.
Oh, all right. Okay, making sure I know my alphabet.
It's easier to find people to have.
Yeah. Ah, there he is. Yes. Okay. That person is a bishop.
All right. Thanks, hard. No paper cuts yet?
No.
Yeah.
We're straight,
yeah. The night is young. Should make way, Jeff.
Okay, so these are all the ones that were early in person.
Okay.
Those were all the ones right now.
So we just check them and there's nothing to fill out. Check them and then put them in. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want these separate, Karen?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
They can be together.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I was used to seeing it without the signature. Now these ones don't have the signature. So.
Right.
Okay. Yes. Signature matches. Oh, there's an initial.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Everybody want to check that one? I agree. So that the different with this and this are the same.
Address there too?
Yep, that's the same too.
Okay. Let's see. brother. After the first letter. Here we go. This is a match. And the address matches. Yep. Touch the motor. Touch the motor. He is involved?
Yes.
Order. I'm hoping to put myself out of business. So.
Hard to read.
Sorry. I'm trying to be fair, but I forget.
Stealing it.
Thank you.
Down here. EA?
Yes.
Sorry.
There you go.
But I was paying for the cartoon eyes.
Imagine if we were a big
precinct. Oh,
that was
nice. Probably using a different system.
I move that the Election Review Board accept absentee ballots, letters A through SSSS, except for ballot JJJJ, that had been properly cast by voters registered in the city of Fiskars.
I'll second it. Any questions? It has been moved by Councilmember Taylor and seconded by myself, Mayor Cannonmore, that the Election Review Board accept absentee ballots letters A through SSSS, except for JJJJ, that have been properly cast by voters registered in the city of Gustavus. And we can go ahead and vote, please.
Mayor Cannonmore?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Van der Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes.
Motion passes with all in favor. Okay, so this is the fun part. This is my favorite part. Now we get to open the ballot box, and I'll have one of you, which will be you since you're sitting right next to the ballot box, Councilmember Buckeye. And I'll watch you, and you're going to call out the names for each seat. So for seat A, you would say seat A, John Doe, and so forth down the list. When he calls them out, you, Tanya, Councilmember Lewis,
will enter a tally tick mark for each seat. And it's best to have these in order. And you will do that for you, for your set, so it's in duplicate. You'll be watching her to make sure that she correctly marks the correct person in the correct box. And you will be watching Mayor Canmore. You're watching to make sure that the tick marks fit in the correct box, the correct council candidate. And for each box that you see on your page, there should be 5 tick marks. Okay, when you get to 5, you call out 5. You'll call out 5, you'll call out 5. If you don't match, there's a problem, right? So we have to go back and start over.
And then we'll call out 10, 15.
So each 5, each time is just 5.
Each time is just 5. Okay. Yeah. Okay,
yes,
clear? Understand? Yes. All right.
You're watching me.
I'll be watching you. So great. Everybody's got somebody watching them. And this is exactly how we do it on election day, just so you know. Hold the chair. The camera can see everything. Okay.
Council seat A.
CA Lewis Sharman.
Do you guys prefer if I go any direction?
I would prefer to do it this way, just because that's how I get it on.
Fantastic. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Burr. Seat E, James Arbacodiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor.
Does that taste good for you guys?
Yes.
Okay.
C. A. Louis C. Sharman. C. D. Gabrielle Rose Furr. C. E. James Arbacodiak. C. F. Kyle Stephen Bishop. C. G. Michael S. Taylor.
One thing that helps me, John,
sure.
Is just like, if for some reason one of them ends up with a little bit of a problem, we need to pause a second. It helps me to just have my finger at each one that I'm actually saying, because you don't want to forget, and this is also why I'm watching you, where if you already said that one or not.
Gotcha. So physical finger on it.
Yeah. And the other thing that I did not mention, you guys, is that during this process, we won't be talking about anything else. Nothing. We're just focused on numbers. That's it. Okay?
Okay. And then I just stack them up right here.
Yep.
CA, Louis C. Sharman. CD, Gabrielle Rose Furr. CE, James Arbacodiak. CF, Kyle Stephen Bishop. CG, Michael S. Taylor. CA, Louis C. Sharman. CD, Gabrielle Rose Furr. CE, James Arbacodiak. CF, Kyle Stephen Bishop. CG, Michael S. Taylor. CA, Louis C. Sharman.
Thank you.
CD, Gabrielle Rose Furr.
5.
CE, James Arbacodiak.
5.
CF, Kyle Stephen Bishop.
5.
CG, Michael S. Taylor.
5.
CA, Louis C. Sharman. CD, Gabrielle Rose Furr. CE, James Arbacodiak. CF, Kyle Stephen Bishop. CG, Michael S. Taylor. CA, Louis C. Sharman.
Seat D, Gabriella Rose Ferb. Seat E, James R. Nikobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sherman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Ferb. Seat E, James R. Nikobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, James R. Nikobiak. Seat F, Paul Kirk Anderson. Seat G, Noelle Ann Fairbaugh.
Yeah, I just put it in the bottom slot for her.
Seat A, Louis C. Sherman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Ferb. Seat E, James R. Nikobiak.
Five.
Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, Paul Philip Zube. Seat F, Paul Kirk Anderson. Seat G, Noelle Ann Fairholm. Seat A, Louis C. Sherman.
Aye.
Seat D, Gabrielle Rose Ferb.
Aye.
Seat E, James R. Nikobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop.
Aye.
Seat G, Michael S. Taylor.
Aye.
Seat A, Louis C. Sherman. Seat D, Gabrielle Rose Ferb. Seat E, James R. Nikobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sherman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Ferb. Seat E, James R. Nikobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sherman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Ferb. Seat E, James R. Nikobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sherman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Ferb. Seat E, James R. Nikobiak.
Aye.
Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sherman.
Aye.
Seat D, Gabriella Rose Ferb.
Aye.
Seat E, James R. Nikobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop.
Aye.
Seat G, Michael S. Taylor.
Aye.
Seat A, Louis C. Sherman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Ferb. Seat E, James R. Nikobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, Paul Philip Zube. Seat F, Paul Kirk Anderson. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, Paul Philip Zube. Seat F, Paul Kirk Anderson. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane.
Five.
Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, there's a question here.
This is
unmarked for seat F. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr.
Aye.
Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman.
Aye.
Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop.
Aye.
Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor.
Aye.
Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. Makoviak.
Aye.
Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr.
Aye.
Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop.
Aye.
Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman.
Aye.
Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor.
Aye.
Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCobiak.
Aye.
Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin.
Aye.
Seat E, Paul Philip Zube. Seat F, Paul Kirk Anderson.
Aye.
Seat G, Noelle Ann Fairbaugh. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, Paul Philip Zube.
Aye.
Seat F, Paul Kirk Anderson. Seat G, Noelle Ann Fairbaugh. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr.
Aye.
Seat E, James R. McCobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop.
Aye.
Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman.
Aye.
Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, James R. McCobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor.
Aye.
Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCobiak.
Aye.
Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, Paul Philip Zube. Seat F, Paul Kirk Anderson. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, James R. McCobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop.
Aye.
Seat G, Noelle Ann Fairbaugh.
Aye.
Seat A, Louis C. Sharman.
Aye.
Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr.
Aye.
Seat E, James R. McCobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor.
Aye.
Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James R. McCoviak.
Aye.
Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Noelle Ann Fairhog. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane.
Aye.
Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, Paul Philip Zube. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sherman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor.
Aye.
Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James R. McCoviak.
Aye.
Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor.
Just want to make sure this doesn't fall asleep.
I just wanted to make sure.
Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop.
Aye.
Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur.
Aye.
Seat E, Paul Philip Zube. Seat F, Paul Kirk Anderson. Seat G, Noelle Ann Fairhog. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor.
Aye.
Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James R. McCoviak.
Aye.
Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Lewis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur.
Aye.
Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop.
Aye.
Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin.
Aye.
Seat E, Paul Philip Zube. Seat F, Paul Kirk Anderson. Seat G, Noelle Ann Farabaugh. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, Paul Philip Zube.
Aye.
Seat F, Paul Kirk Anderson.
Aye.
Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Lewis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, Paul Philip Zube. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Lewis C. Sharman. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Noelle Ann Farabaugh.
I thought we were done.
There's still more in there.
Hold in there.
You're doing great.
Ready?
Yes.
Seat A, Lewis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Firm. Seat E, Paul Philip Zube. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Lewis C. Sharman. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop.
Five.
Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Lewis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James R. Makoviak.
Five.
Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Lewis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Lewis C. Sharman.
Five.
Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur.
Five.
Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor.
Five.
No vote for Seat A on this ballot. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, Paul Philip Zube. There's no vote for Seat F. Seat G, Noelle Ann Farabaugh. Seat Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. There is no vote for seat D. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, Paul Philip Zube. Seat F, Paul Kirk Anderson. Seat G, Noel Ann Faribault. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman.
Aye.
Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor.
Aye.
Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr. Seat E, James R. McCoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Firm.
Aye.
Seat E, James Armacobiak.
Aye.
Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James Armacobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, Paul Philip Zube.
Aye.
Seat F, Paul Kirk Anderson. Seat G, Noelle Ann Farabaugh. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James Armacobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor.
Aye.
Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James Armacobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, Paul Philip Zube. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Noelle Ann Farabaugh. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James Armacobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. There is no vote for seat E on this ballot. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. And there is no vote for seat G. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James Armacobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James Armacobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Louis C. Sharman. Seat D, Gabriella Rose Fur. Seat E, James Armacobiak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor. Seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, Paul Philip Zube. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Noelle Ann Fairhog. Seat A, Lewis C. Sharman. Seat D, Sally A. McLaughlin. Seat E, James R. Makoviak. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop. Seat G, Noelle Ann Fairhug.
Okay, that was the last one. So you need to tally your numbers and then compare them.
I'm not sure.
Ooh.
Good job.
Yeah.
You guys too. I thought about bringing a water bottle, but I didn't. Just make sure that.
We're almost done.
It's okay.
We need to get there. Yes.
I'm going to bring my voice there.
Do you just want to? I got 19 for Jeffrey Crane.
Yep.
And 76 for Will Sherman.
Yep.
Okay. CD, Gabriella Furr, 73.
Yep.
Sally McLaughlin, 22.
Yes.
Seat E, Paul Zube, 17.
Mm-hmm.
James Makoviak, 78. Great. Mike Taylor, 80.
Okay.
Noel Fairbog, 15.
Okay.
CF, Paul Anderson, 12.
Yep.
Kyle Bishop, 82.
Yep. We are in agreement.
We initial these.
That'd be good. Idea. Okay, so now what we have to do.
All initial both tests.
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm not to block the camera for that. Okay, so now what needs to happen is that we need to add, move this back. We need to add these numbers with the preliminary count numbers. And then let's see, so this is the official report. I did it. I figured we'd do a penciled in one before we do the permanent one.
Okay.
So here's the preliminary count. And then let me get a full set of these. Okay. So maybe Doug, you need to watch it over for the calculator.
Here's my calculator.
Do I need to say this out loud? Well, announce
the
total when you're done.
Okay, so should I just write it here? The new number?
No, I'd like you to write it on this one here, which is the
draft.
Draft.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Just in case we need to do some chicken scratch on it. Okay. Okay, so there's a few numbers on the back that we need to slip them in the last page. Next page. There we go. So there were 375 ballots issued, printed. Presumably 10 were properly cast. There were 2 rejected question ballots. There were 100 accepted absentee. And this one wasn't exactly rejected, it's not counted. Absentee unused, so that would be 1.
Okay.
And there were 0 defective ballots. So total properly cast question absentee defective ballots is 310. Total destroyed, which you have from here, 62 plus the 1 unused one would be 63. And you add all that together, we should get 375.
And these ones together?
Right. And then include the 2 and the 1 that we used. Sorry.
Okay.
375.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so I think those numbers are good, and then we can transfer it to the archival paper and the archival pen.
Okay.
And we can sign it. We'll sign it after the motion, sorry.
Okay.
I got ahead of myself there.
So shall we go with the motion now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to move, this is Councilmember Lewis, that the Election Review Board accept the tally of ballots as tallied and certify a report of election results.
I'll second that.
It has been moved by Councilmember Lewis and seconded by Councilmember Buckeye to that the Election Review Board accept the tally of ballots as tallied and certify the report of election results. Any question or discussion? Okay, Madam Clerk.
Vice Mayor Van der Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Mayor Cattermore?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Bruckheit?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes with all in favor. Okay, now we can go to those numbers and sign it.
Okay.
Did you want to read them out loud for the?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Do I do it now?
Yeah, we can do that now, actually.
Okay. For seat A, Jeffrey A. Crane received a total of 115 votes. Lewis Sharman received 182 votes. For seat D, Gabriella Rose Furr received 163 votes. Sally McLaughlin received 137 votes. For seat E, Paul Zubé received 112 votes. James McCobiak received 185 votes. Paul Anderson for seat F received 109 votes. Kyle Bishop received 188 votes. And for seat G, Mike Taylor received 181 votes. And Noel Theravog received 117 votes.
Okay, so
okay.
Should I do this?
Yeah. So even though it's not the fifth. Not sure exactly what time we started counting, but the meeting started at 6. I have to look at the recording to see what time the actual counting started.
Do you want to say 16? I'll leave it for
now. Yeah.
Well, that was right after a break, right?
Yeah.
Did you look at the
Which was 1 hour ago. It was like
Right, the election is now certified, and our people with the highest votes is for seat A, Louis Sharman, with 182 votes. Seat B, Gabrielle Rose Furr, with 163 votes. Seat E, James R. Makoviak, with 185 votes. Seat F, Kyle Stephen Bishop with 188 votes. Seat G, Michael S. Taylor with 181 votes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations, party council members. Okay. Thank you. So, next on the agenda, City Council comments on non-agenda items. Okay.
Yes. So this is it. Non-agenda items.
Yes.
Can bring up different things.
Yep.
I was struck by a statement that Vice Mayor VanderZander made that I really appreciated. He made a statement about coming up with a solution to ease tension. And I think that's probably a wonderful phrase for the new council to come in on. And that I think it's a footing from which to proceed into the future. The results of the election were kind of surprising to me, actually. We are a community. We're a community of, what did the census say? 600 people?
Something like
50 years. 650, yeah. A community of lots of different opinions. But we're all in the same boat. We're on the same little tongue of land that sticks off the side of North America here, out in the icy strait in Glacier Bay. And I think that idea of coming up with solutions to ease tensions is a great place to start.
Thank you. Councilmember Lewis.
Yeah, thanks, John. I was going to say that I would like to work with Vice Mayor VanderZander on that, at least have a talk and see where we might be able to begin, whether it's maybe some listening sessions or, I don't know. Let's start brainstorming on that. I agree completely that we need, since a lot of the tension seems to be revolved around the city, then we could play a role in perhaps helping one another. And I also want to say for Mayor Canmore and Councilmember Buckeye, I really enjoyed working with you. I appreciate both of your very kindness and gentle natures. And Mayor Canmore, your leadership was outstanding, and really the meeting. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks.
I too would like to thank you, Madam Mayor, for your service and leadership. It's been a difficult year, and I really appreciated you stepping up to provide the leadership for our council. And I also want to thank our Vice Mayor Vanderzanden for stepping up and taking the Vice Mayor role. And a lot of people may not be aware that you're in here pretty often getting stuff done. And I really appreciate your leadership as well. So thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to serve with all of you. It's nice to end it with you in the room. First time. Anything else? Okay. Thank you. Now I'd like to open it up to public comment on non-agenda items. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak on a non-agenda item?
Sally McLaughlin, go ahead. This is going to be sort of on agenda items, but I'm wondering why.
Hold on just 1 second, Sally, sorry.
Mute yours. First, yeah.
Okay. I don't think we can hear on here still.
Sally, are you, I think you can try and talk now and we won't get the feedback.
Okay, thanks. We, at the beginning of the meeting, you skipped over the non-agenda, public comment on non-agenda items. And then when we started in the new business, there was never any opportunity for the public to comment on any of the new business items.
I apologize for skipping over the public comment earlier in the meeting. That was a mistake. I don't believe that, maybe Karen can help me with this, but in our ordinance, I don't believe that if there is a matter of an affidavit, we need to allow, or we have to allow public comment on that item. It doesn't specify.
Well, what about the other items that were on the agenda?
That's a review for the Canvas Committee.
What's your answer, sir?
That's a review for the Canvas Committee. The public's just able to view the process. They don't have any input in that process.
Can you hear that, Sally?
Yeah, it just seemed kind of odd that it wasn't, you know, clarified at any point. People come to the meetings just assuming they get to make a comment on each, you know, item that comes up before the council. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm sorry I didn't clarify that in the beginning. Thank you. Any other members of the public wish to speak? Okay, it does not look like it. Is there any further business from the council? Okay, then I will adjourn the meeting. Time is 9:45 p.m. Thank you. Sorry, 8:45 p.m.
It feels like